We've written a script, and it's good. It's really good. And we're offering it to one and only one car dealership to use in a commercial for free, so long as they agree to some simple terms. The main one being, you have to agree to produce this exactly as it is written, and you can't read it before you agree.
Yeah. Yeah. We did do that.
And I would argue that that was a hell of an offer on our part, and to be honest, quite a risk for someone to take on. Do you really think we can be trusted with a situation like that? Because I definitely don't. And yet, thankfully, multiple dealerships did end up contacting us, and we eventually chose one, Zumbrota Ford, in Zumbrota, Minnesota.
There you go.
That's right. Zumbrota,
Zumbrota making the national news.
But remember, they couldn't see the script.
Right.
They had to do whatever commercial John Oliver, yeah, who's silly, wrote for them.
But if you take a big risk, you should get a big reward, a big return. And that seems to be what's happening to Zumbrota Ford with their very unique, very special TV spot.
Joining us now is Steve Johnson. He's the owner of Zumbrota Ford in Zumbrota, Minnesota, because he applied, he won, and he got himself a commercial. And Steve, it's my understanding you're in a deer stand right now. Is that right?
I'm in a deer stand near Zumbrota looking over a pick corn field.
You're getting pretty good reception up in that deer stand.
Oh, that's great.
Good cell coverage.
So before we play the spot, walk us through how this all happened.
Well, we were featured on the Oliver show about 3 months ago, and he was making a parody of car dealers that had similar themed commercials. Mm-hmm. It happened to be the pickle sale.
Right.
And so we were one of a group of dealers that he kind of poked fun at, and then at the end of the show, he issued the challenge, and we accepted.
Fantastic. So we want to play the spot because it's funny and silly, but are you pleased with it? Are you? How long has it been running?
What's the reaction,
yeah,
to? What are you hearing from people?
Well, the reaction, our phones and our internet, our emails are just lighting up. Everybody is having so much fun with it. The comments on social media are all positive. Everyone just laughed and thought it was a hoot. It's so much unlike any other car dealer commercial. Or any commercial. Plus, it's 90 seconds long. That's crazy. And
90
TV
seconds
is 30 seconds or less.
And it's playing right now, correct?
It's playing right now in the Rochester market.
Got it.
And we're just getting a lot of people coming in, having a good chuckle and a laugh. We've gotten calls from all over the United States just saying brought joy to people, and it was fun to watch.
It's a TV spot unlike any other car commercial you'll ever hear again. DJ, let's roll it right now.
Storm's coming any minute now.
I want a divorce.
You don't mean that.
Like, you would even know what I mean. You don't know me.
You're right. I don't anymore. And ever since we bought that all-wheel drive minivan from Zumbrota Ford, you've changed.
Maybe I have. Maybe I changed the minute I put my hands on the steering wheel of that new minivan. Maybe in that moment, I realized how empty I feel inside.
You don't want the minivan from Zumbrota Ford?
Of course not. Why would I? We don't even have kids.
Oh, here we go again with the kid thing. What happened to us? We used to laugh. We used to dance. Remember the lodge?
Don't you dare bring up the lodge.
You're impossible.
And you take up too much space. Like our Zumbrota Ford minivan that can barely fit in the garage.
How many times do I have to say it? I wrote the dimensions down right, but the architect made the garage wrong.
It's always the architect with you, isn't it, Kevin?
I'm Steve Johnson of Zumbrota Ford, and I'm in a pickle. Couples therapy, schmuples therapy. A new car is what you want. So come on down to Zumbrota Ford and see me, Steve Johnson. I'm a dealer for the people.
Oh, my God.
That's great.
And if you see it, you can see it on YouTube, but the back of the minivan is sticking. It won't fit in the garage. It's sticking out of the garage. It's brilliant. And I'm glad you're getting great PR and great exposure and a lot of excitement. Steve, what made you go forward with this? You were willing to take a chance. Why?
Well, we've always been a little bit out there in our commercials and promoting our dealership. Our motto is same as lame. We don't want to be like the other people. We want to be different. And we believe in making car buying fun, and the experience should be fun. So I think it fit with our image. And, you know, we went into it saying, I don't know if anyone will buy a car because of it or not, but we're going to have some fun doing it. And we really did.
So who are the actors? And did he help you pay for some of the ad time, or did you have to do all that by yourself?
No, we paid for the ad time. That was on our expense. The actors was Jared, our general sales manager, and Dorinda, who's our finance director.
They nailed it.
So they nailed it. Yeah, they really did. In the course of business through the busy day, and they've worked with me for a long time, they may bicker and they have a little exchange back and forth. So people that know them thought it was really humorous that they had such an exchange, just like, typical married couples.
Oh, yeah. Well, we know about that. Hey, Steve, I have to ask, all kidding aside, how's your inventory? How is the chip shortage affecting Zumbrota Ford?
Well, it's put a little damper on business, but I've got to say that our people were really out in front of it and acquiring vehicles a long time ago. So we've carried a high inventory for quite a while.
Good.
So we've got enough, and Ford's sending us some vehicles that we can satisfy our customers. So we're getting by. It's a little bit of a challenge, but we're making the best out of it.
Yeah, that's good.
I've never seen a car commercial that starts with the woman saying, "I want a divorce." Well, you got my attention. Okay.
Has sales increased? I mean, I don't know how long you've been running it.
Maybe too early to know, but they should.
Well, too early to know, but it's really funny. We had a couple yesterday, a brother and sister from quite a distance away. They came in and bought two new Maverick pickups. They came in because they wanted to see what we were all about. We got a phone call from a gentleman in Oregon who was a business owner, and he said, "I have trucks all over the country. I might as well give you a try." It made me laugh. So he said, "Sharpen your pencil," and wow. Sold him a truck on the phone.
That's great. Oh, my gosh. And have you had any exchange with John Oliver? Have you spoken to him?
No, I haven't. They're on hiatus this week. But looking at the comments on the show, there's people, viewers, that say, "We want more. We want to know what happened at the lodge. We don't want to know what happened at the
Sabine." What did happen at the lodge?
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
We may have to have a prequel or a sequel, right?
I love it. I love it. Well, Steve, this was a blast. I mean, good for you for being a great owner,
good sport,
and open to new experiences. Fantastic.
Taking chances. We predict great things at the dealership and hopefully up at the deer stand. Good luck up there. And hope you bag your limit.
Thank you. I think I've scared him off for a while now, but it's been fun talking to you, and this commercial has been a hoot.
Yes, and everybody can go visit our friends at Zumbrota Ford and say hi to Steve and the actors. Thank you so much, Steve.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
That's great. That is fun.
We needed that laugh.
That
so
is
bad.
Fun. That, what a great idea. And we need to have some fun. That's right.
Putting Zumbrota on the map worldwide with John Oliver. And again, no risk. No reward.
No reward. And you got to laugh at yourself a little bit. You know, everybody's so worried about doing the wrong thing with a media buy or sending the wrong message or your branding. Oh, my gosh. Just have some fun and make everybody laugh. That was classic.
People are talking about that.
Really classic. Oh, my gosh. And he apparently, David writes, he grew up listening. He's a St. Paul native and grew up listening to WCCO
Radio. Oh, yes, yes. He was very excited to talk to us today.
It's fun to be on with him. Really fun.
From a deer stand. I love that. That's just so on brand. That is so perfect.
I love it.